Welcome to the first ever Rhythms Radio podcast. And now it's time for
Mama's in the kitchen baking up a roast. Brother's gone fishing down on the coast. I'm just a-twitching for some kitchen songs, and Daddy's here to play along. It's a kitchen sessions. Oh, what a blessing. It's a kitchen sessions. It's a country music lesson. With Encyclopedia Steve and his daughter Kate sitting round the table, dinner's gonna have to wait. It's a kitchen sessions with Catherine and Papa Steve.
That's right, it's the Kitchen Sessions, and Papa Steve is here with me, Catherine Britt. Welcome, Dad.
Thank you very much. Do you think we should tell people what the Kitchen Sessions actually are?
We definitely should. This is Rhythms Radio podcast number one, uno one. Mm-hmm. So let's tell them
right.
What it's about.
Well, yeah. The Kitchen Sessions has a bit of a history. This has been on community radio and ABC radio over the years. Mm-hmm. And it's just where we sit down and talk around the kitchen table about some of the music that we've been listening to over the last couple of months. Mm. And we try to fit it around certain themes. So we have some tracks from the past, we have some tracks from the classic eras of music, and we have some music from the present day.
Mm.
And we do try and fit it in with the current issue of Rhythms magazine as well.
Yes.
So this is sort of a musical version of the magazine. You get to read the magazine and you get to hear some of the music as well.
Correct. So the magazine that is out at the moment is May, June. So we're going to refer a little bit to certain interviews and things that were featured in Rhythms' latest issue. First of all, we're going to start off with the throwback track, where we go back to the early days of music and the history, and really delve in and, play some music from those days. So you're going to start off with, what are you going to play for us for our very, very first throwback track?
Okay, so yeah, what you were just saying, what we try to do is to provide music from all of those periods of time that fits in with the ethos of Rhythms magazine. So really good rootsy music, music that us readers and makers,
writers, yes,
of Rhythms magazine really love. So I'm going back to an artist called Clarence Ashley. And probably a lot of people will have heard of Clarence Ashley for a couple of reasons. One, his most famous song, The Cuckoo Bird, has been recorded by, well, The Cuckoo, has been recorded by many, many artists over time. And also because Clarence Ashley had two careers. He started his first career back in the 1920s. But unfortunately, like a lot of other artists at that time, when the Depression hit, as a busker or in any other situation, he wasn't able to make money and records didn't sell. And so a lot of artists at that time had to go back to earlier careers or to start thinking what they're going to do. Yeah. So he became a truck driver, actually. But then, of course, we had that revival in the late 1950s, early 60s, where a lot of these artists were rediscovered and became big again. And Clarence Ashley was certainly one of those. He was rediscovered in the 1960s. And actually, at one stage, ended up playing Carnegie Hall. So
he went
right to the top of the tree all over again.
The folk resurgence.
Yeah, the folk resurgent. Yep. And he's been quoted as a big influence by artists like Joan Baez, Judy Collins, Gene Ritchie. Jerry Garcia also named him as an influence on his banjo playing. So Clarence Ashley played what was called a clawhammer banjo. We're not going to play The Cuckoo. We're going to play another song which also has been recorded by a number of artists since then. And it comes from 1929. It's the story of a murder back in North Carolina back in the early 1800s. And it's called Naomi Wise.
Poor on me, poor little Naomi Wise. How she was deluded by John Lewis's lies. He promised to meet her at Adams this spring. He'd bring her some money, some other fine thing. Her a fool like she met him at Adams' spring. He brought her no money, no other fine thing. He brought her no money, but he flattered the king. We'll go and get married, it'll be no disgrace. She jumped up behind him, and the way they did go, till he come to the river, where deep water flow. John Lucy, John Lucy, won't you tell me your mind? My mind is to drown you and leave you behind. Take pity on my infant and spare me my life, and let me live single if I can't be your wife. He kicked her and he choked her and he turned her around. Then he threw her in deep water, where he knew she would drown.
That was Naomi Wise from Clarence Ashley, which was our very, very first Rhythms Radio podcast throwback track. So, moving forward with the Kitchen Sessions, we go next to our Crossroads track. Now, the Crossroads track is where two different styles of music meet in the middle. This time, what are you going to bring together?
Right, we're going to bring together two types of music that I guess are very much interrelated, country music and soul music.
Mm.
I mean, there's been so many great soul performers who have that country style as well.
Mm.
People like Solomon Burke and people like that had that country influence.
Wasn't there an album that came out recently, Where Country Meets Soul. And Where Soul Meets Country, they went back as
That's
well.
Right.
So they've always had
and
a
relationship. And that crossover's always been there. And that we have talked about that in the last couple of magazines. So I thought it would be good to go back and find a track from the 60s that features probably the biggest country star at that time, Buck Owens, who along with Merle Haggard and Johnny Cash was, you know, at the top of the tree at that stage. And a soul artist called Betty Swan. Now, Betty Swan never reached the heights of people like Aretha Franklin, but certainly is well respected. They got together in 1969 and recorded a version of Merle Haggard's song, Today I Started Loving You Again.
Mm.
Now, it was never released at the time.
Oh,
okay. It's only recently snuck out.
Hmm.
And this, to put it in perspective, this was the time when Buck Owens was having hits like Who's Gonna Mow Your Grass. So he'd gone past that early stage of Tiger and Tiger by the Tail and people like that.
Real Bakersfield sound.
Yeah, he was starting to experiment a bit with other forms of music.
Mm.
Betty Swan did have a number one song in 1967, a track called Make Me Yours.
Mm-hmm.
And then later in this same year of 1969, she had another hit with Don't Touch Me. And it's interesting, she only really had one more hit before she retired. And that was in 1972 when she put out a solo version of Today I Started Loving You Again.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But this is the original time where Buck Owens and Betty got together and in 1969 recorded Merle's song.
Today I started loving. What started loving you again. I'm right back where I've really always been. I got over you just long enough to let my broken heart mend. Then today I started loving you again. Yesterday I started loving you again.
That was our Crossroads track for the first ever Rhythms Radio podcast. It was Buck Owens and Betty Swan with Today I Started Loving You Again, their version, their duet of the old classic Merle Haggard song. Moving on in the kitchen sessions next to our throwback Aussie track. Now, I've just realised that rhymes. That's pretty awesome. We go back to the early days. I find this fascinating, this part, because we go back to the, delve into the archives of Australian music, the early days. And granted, you know, Australian music, we're not going back that far, but it's far enough back to be, you know, stuff that people maybe have never heard. And this week you're showcasing something that we actually showcased in this month's Rhythms.
Yes, yeah, we've been very lucky to welcome the great Glenn A. Baker on board as a writer. And he will be contributing an article each month, basically based around the liner notes from many of his releases that he brings out. But he's also putting in a quiz each month just to test your knowledge of...
And it's hard.
It's hard, yeah.
It's a tough quiz.
I got about 3/4, didn't I, I think, or something. Yeah. It was, yeah.
You can go to the website and get those answers, by the way, if you haven't done that already.
Right, but don't cheat and do
that. No, come on.
Okay, see how you go. In this week's, or this month's, or even
this
bi-month's edition of Rhythms, Glenn tells the story of the female singer Alison McCallum. Now, Alison started in the 1960s, and she was one of the first two or three female artists who actually broke away from that pop sort of mold, like Little Paddy or Lynn Randell.
That was just a train going by.
It was a train going by, yeah. That's in our kitchen, weird. We've got a little... No, it's a little train goes around the table. I don't know. So she had that more gutsy style, along with artists like Wendy Saddington and people like that. So she first recordings were with the great Tully on GTK, the TV show that we know well. And then she joined a band called Freshwater. But she hit a stride in the early 1970s when she put together a single and an album. Now, the first time we actually really heard her, if you remember back then, when Gough Whitlam got into power, there was the theme song which everybody sang called It's Time, and it was on TV and the radio and whatever. That was Alison McCallum. Yeah, that was the first time that people really heard her. But in the early 1970s, Simon Napier-Bell, who is the well-known English producer, worked with people like the Yardbirds and whatever, came out to Australia, wanted to work with Vander and Young, of course, the songwriters from the Easy Beats. And they put together a song called Superman for Alison McCallum. Okay. And it became a top 10 hit. Alison released her first album, which was actually the first album by a female artist, an Australian female artist, to make the charts. So,
wow, that's
a huge achievement.
Cool. Yeah, definitely.
But I hadn't heard Superman for a long time. It was a big hit. So let's listen to Alison McCallum and Superman.
Going higher. I know I'm gonna have to get the wall. He can see us all. It's an X-ray eyes. I know it's just a matter of time. I'm gonna do the best I can to get my Superman.
Oh, 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 Superman.
Yes, I am.
I'm gonna make you love me. Superman.
Was our throwback Aussie track. It was Alison McCallum with Superman. Now, if you've got the latest issue of Rhythms in the May-June issue, Glenn A. Baker, the wonderful Glenn A. Baker, has come on board as an official Rhythms writer, and we showcased half of his liner notes from Alison's recently re-released all of her back catalogue. He's written the liner notes. So we'll be showcasing that over this issue and the next issue. Pretty special to have Glenn on board. So definitely. We're pretty excited about that. Now we go from the throwback Aussie track to the new Aussie track. What do you got for us?
Well, if I mentioned the name Normie Rowe, people would go, no, that's not a new track. You're going back to another throwback track.
Yeah.
But in the magazine, you will read about the fact that Normie Rowe has put out his autobiography,
which
is a
so
great read. Mm. And he also has gone into the studio and put together a 4-track EP, which I'm really impressed with. He's worked with Aztec Music and put together an EP of 4 tracks, two of them written by Don Walker. One of them is the old soul classic, Stay With Me Baby. And Normie Rowe, of course, had one of the greatest, if not the greatest, pop voice in Australia in the 1960s. And he loved soul music. Mm. Like, if you think back to his hits, there were so many covers of soul classics, like Tell Him I'm Not Home, Pride and Joy, all of those songs, The Breaking Point, they were all soul songs. Artists like Chuck Jackson and Marvin Gaye, people like those that he was covering. No one else did that in Australia. And I don't think Normie gets enough credit for that.
Mm.
So, again, he has that that soul sound on this EP. It's called Bold as Brass, and it's certainly worth seeking out, as I said, through Aztec Music. Go online and you can order a copy. So let's listen to Normie Rowe now and Stay With Me.
Where did you go when things went wrong, baby? Who did you run to and find a shoulder to lay your head upon? Baby, baby, wasn't I there? Didn't I take good care of you? No, no, I can't believe you're leaving me. Stay with me, baby. Please stay with me, baby. Oh, stay with me, baby. I can't go. Whoa.
And who did you touch when you needed some tenderness. I gave you so much, and in return I found happiness. Baby, baby, what did I do? Maybe, maybe I was too good. Gonna need me, remember. You said you'd never ever leave me, remember.
I know it's strange, but it's Normie Rowe with his song Stay With Me, off a new EP he's just released to go along with his autobiography. Remember that time we met Normie Rowe? That was pretty cool.
I've met him a few times.
Yeah, but the first time.
The first time, yes.
The first time we met Normie Rowe, I was actually busking in Tamworth during the festival that they have up there every January.
Yep.
Probably 15 at the time.
Probably not that old, I don't think.
Yeah, not even.
No.
Singing a Hank Williams song and Normie Rowe was in the audience listening. And I remember my bass player at the time said, "That's Normie Rowe in the audience." And I didn't have an idea of how famous Normie Rowe was. I said, "I'll get up on stage. Normie Rowe's in the audience." I'm sure he's going, "Really?" But he did, to his credit. Got up on stage and sang a Hank song with me.
I think he sang a Merle Haggard song.
Was it Merle, was it? Because he said, "Just sing something and I'll join in."
Right, okay.
Yeah.
And then afterwards you came over and said, "Who's Normie Rowe?"
Yeah.
Yes.
Pretty much, yeah. But he was wonderful and actually encouraged everybody to buy my EP at the time. He was a genuine bloke.
So. He was, and still is.
Yes, obviously.
Still is, as you can find out by reading his autobiography.
I really want to read that. Have you got that?
Yes.
I'll be borrowing that, thank you.
Okay.
Now we go on to...
What's That Thing? Exciting. What's That Theme?
That's right. It's What's That Theme? And I'm really excited about this one. I always love this theme. What is it, Dad?
The theme is disasters. Why
do dun, you, dun,
why,
dun.
Why do
I don't
you
know. There's
love
always,
this theme?
Because there's great songs. Disaster songs are the best songs.
Yeah,
Them and murder ballads.
Yes,
definitely the best. So
we could do that.
We're going to do three different disaster songs.
Yes.
An old, a classic, and a new.
Yes.
So
what's
the old?
Okay, we're going to go back to the late 1920s again. A song, though, that pretty well everyone knows. So this is the original version of When the Levee Breaks. And it was written and recorded by Kansas Joe McCoy and his wife Memphis Minnie. And if you listen along, it's Memphis Minnie who plays the absolutely brilliant guitar on this particular track. Now, most of you would probably know this track from the version that Led Zeppelin did on their fourth album, When the Levee Breaks. So they really updated it, and it became probably the best track on that album. It certainly is a classic song. This is about the Mississippi flood in 1927, which was the biggest flood I think the Mississippi has had. And in Greenville, Mississippi, where Kansas Joe and Memphis were, 18,000 people got evacuated, and they were all on a levee just hoping the water would hold. But a lot of the agriculture and everything got wiped out in Mississippi. So this is the story of that time when the levee breaks.
Song that was Kansas Joe and Memphis Minnie, When the Levee Breaks. Even we're going to move to our classic disaster song. What have you got for us, Dad?
Well, not only are we going to stick on the same theme, we're actually going to stick to the same disaster with this one.
Okay.
So we're going to come into the 1970s now and the classic Randy Newman song, yes. Louisiana 1927. So he was a bit further down the river, although I don't think he was, but this story is a bit further down the river with the impact of that same flood in Louisiana. This comes from what many people would think is Randy Newman's masterpiece, his best album, called Good Old Boys, which he released in 1974. Stereo Review, which is a well-respected magazine, actually called this album the album of the decade at the end of the 1970s. So,
wow.
Yeah, and if you're lucky enough to pick up the Rhino release, with that album is another album called Johnny Cutler's Birthday, which is all of the demos that were recorded, which were legendary, and people sought after them until they were released on this Rhino release. So Randy Newman and his story of that same flood, Louisiana, 1927.
What has happened down here? Is the wind have changed? Clouds roll in from the north, then it start to rain. Rained real hard, and it rained for a real long time. 6 feet of water in the streets of Evangeline. River rose all day, the river rose all night. Some people got lost in the flood. Some people got away all right. River had busted through, clear down the Plaquemine. 6 feet of water in the streets of Evangeline. Louisiana. That trying to wash us away. That trying to wash us away. Louisiana. Louisiana. That trying to wash us away. That trying to wash us away. President Coolidge come down in a railroad. That man with a notepad in his hand. President say, little fat man, isn't it a shame what the river has done to this poor cracker's land. Louisiana. Louisiana. They're trying to wash us. Wash us away. They're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away.
Louisiana 1927 there from Randy Newman. That is a classic disaster song. You've managed to find a new disaster song. What's this one about? Which flood?
This one's not a flood. This one's okay. An earthquake.
Oh, well.
This one's an earthquake.
Just as bad, yes.
Well, probably even worse in this case. Yeah. It was. There was a devastating earthquake in 2010 in Haiti, which basically destroyed the country and wiped out a lot of the infrastructure, and it was really a major disaster. And a lot of support went in from different artists and different people all around the world.
Mm.
Actually, in Haiti, there was a group of musicians that got together and decided what they could do is to best try and lift the spirits of people and to get people start thinking a bit more positively and feeling a bit happy again after this disaster.
Mm.
So there were some legends of Haitian music, and some of the rising stars got together and formed a band, and I can't guarantee I'm pronouncing this properly.
Give it a go.
Called La Coupe Musique.
That's pretty good.
And there is a review of this album in the current magazine, which raves about it.
Mm.
And I've certainly seen other rave reviews of this album as well. It's certainly uplifting. It's a mixture of, as Haitian music is apparently, African, French, Caribbean, US, all put together. American producer Zach Niles got together with the band and put together this great... If you want your spirits lifted, put this album on. Mm. You'll be dancing, you'll be cheering at the end of it. So it's the album's called Wadi Yo, and this is a track called Pose.
Mm. se pi gogue men ki gen pou ko
Non, non, non
Ou ka pa tombe sou pa kantor
Ouè, ouè
Mwen pi fom pou ton kalm pou rekor pou d'akor Apre ka sa di kon bat for Ou ka mande bon jesan Mwen meto chita pose
Moun yo wè yo pale Yo pa wè yo pale
What's That Theme, which for our first ever Rhythms Radio podcast was Disasters. Such an uplifting theme, but that song was uplifting to end on. That was our new track, La Coup Musique. Yeah, I did pretty good. That was Pose. Okay, it's new releases time.
Yes.
New releases. Let's hear some new releases. Maybe some a single or a new EP. Perhaps an album or a new CD. Either way, it's gonna be new releases.
It's the new release hour.
And that's right. We're going to play some new releases that we're excited about. And we're also featuring in the magazine. We'll play one each. Dad, what new release are you going to play for us?
Well, I'm going to go straight to the cover. Cover of the magazine is...
You beat me to it.
...is Ben Harper.
Mm.
So we're going to play a track from Ben Harper.
Great.
After 8 years, Ben Harper has got together again with the Innocent Criminals.
Yes.
And they haven't played together for a long time and decided to put together that old-style music again. And it's been very successful. The album is certainly breaking worldwide. I don't need to talk too much about Ben Harper because I think everybody knows about him. So let's just go straight to the album. The title track... the album's called Call It What It Is, and this is a fairly confronting track, actually, in terms of what's been happening in the United States. I mean, people would have heard of the deaths of Trayvon Martin and Michael Brown, who were killed in incidents with police, and there's been huge uprisings and, you know, riots about those things. So Ben Harper, in the song Call It What It Is, the lyrics say there's good cops and bad cops, white cops and black cops. Got to call it what it is, murder. So he's not beating around the bush at all. They're fairly confronting lyrics.
Yeah.
The album itself has a mixture of styles, and it's typical Ben Harper. The single probably isn't that typical. It's much more upbeat, whereas the album is that sort of more laid-back style of Ben Harper. But this is the track I really like, Call It What It Is.
He shot him in the back. Now it's a crime to be black. So don't act surprised when it gets vandalized. Call it what it is, call it what it is, call it what it is. Murder. cops, white cops, black cops. Forgot to call it what it is, call it what it is, call it what it is. Murder. Trayvon Martin, Ezell Ford, Michael Brown, and so many, many more. But call it what it is, call it what it is, call it what it is. Murder. Ain't easy. Hard times ain't easy. Oppression ain't easy. Racism ain't easy. Yeah. Suffering ain't easy. But call it what it is, call it what it is, call it what it is. Murder. Murder. Gun control. Mind control. Self-control. We've dug ourselves a hole. They call it what it is, call it what it is, call it what it is. Murder. Gotta call it what it is, call it what it is, call it what it is. Murder. Call it what it is, call it what it is, call it what it is.
For this edition of Rhythms Radio Podcast, the first edition, that was Dad's new releases. It was Ben Harper, Call It What It Is, which, of course, Ben Harper is featured on our latest edition of Rhythms magazine. We've also got a fantastic artist, Leith O'Malley, who painted for us exclusively a beautiful illustration of Ben Harper.
Yes, it's fantastic.
So, yeah, yeah. He's so talented. So make sure you check that out if you haven't already. I'm also going to, for my new releases, do somebody that we've featured very heavily in this issue of Rhythms, who also we got somebody to paint, a local artist here in Newcastle, did a beautiful, beautiful painting of Henry Wagons. Now, Henry's been around for
do
the
those
last...
things go together?
Beautiful, a beautiful painting of Henry Wagons. Oh, Henry's all right. He's a good-looking bloke. no, but Henry's released a new album, is releasing a new album. It is available for pre-order. It's After What I Did Last Night is the name of the album. He has released this single off the album, which we're going to hear now for my new releases track. Now, Henry's... he's definitely his own style of artist. He's Americana meets dark Australiana Nick Cave, I guess, sort of thing. Me and Dad first saw Henry at the Americana Festival over in Nashville, and yep. I think we stood there in the bar with our jaws to the floor like, who
he's
is this guy?
Certainly, yes, a great performer.
He is.
He involves the crowd. You know, you're going to be in there if you're at his show.
You can't look away.
You can't look away. You never know what he's going to do next.
Yeah, he did
he
that,
could do anything. Yes.
Willie Nelson song, Willie, Willie.
And he's walking through the crowd, jumping on tables. Yeah. And
He's great.
Yes.
So great.
He's fantastic, yes.
He has his own radio show as well on Double J, which he does a fabulous job at. A good friend of mine and such a talented musician. So let's check out this single off the brand new album from Henry Wagons, After What I Did Last Night. This is Cold Burger, Cold Fries, Henry Wagons.
Tripped over my shoes and fell into the couch. The refrigerator light nearly knocked me straight out. My stomach's in fits, I need to fill it, damn it. My ice box is empty as my wallet. This apocalypse, and in the papers in the corner, poking out a few chips. Well, I'm a dick for what I've done, and I hate to make you sad. She was a shoulder to cry on, and I was drink faced and mad.
First ever Rhythms Radio podcast. We're going to finish up now with our picks. We've got Papa Steve's pick and Kate's pick. We'll start with yours, Dad. What's your pick?
Well, I've written an article in the current issue about one of my favourite artists who passed away this year.
Mm.
I mean, this year has been disaster for the music industry.
Oh, we just lost so many
greats. So many people. I mean, since we put together this issue, Prince has joined that list of people who are no longer with us.
Yeah.
Bowie, George Martin, I mean, you could just go on and on. There's been so many. Mm. And in all of that, I think one of my favourite artists has been overlooked. Not that it was ever anywhere near that popular or that well-known, but I just loved his music. Dan Hicks, who with his band The Hot Licks has been performing since the late 60s. Dan Hicks started out in San Francisco. He was with a band called The Charlatans, who have a great reputation. And they were sort of country rocky. If you remember San Francisco back in the 60s, it was jam music, you know, Grateful Dead, Quicksilver Messenger Service, Jefferson Airplane, that sort of music.
Yeah.
They had this country rock thing going, and then he formed The Hot Licks. Now, The Hot Licks weren't like anything. The Hot Licks were a mixture of jazz, folk, country, blues, swing. I mean, really, if I had to come up with a name with it back then, I would have said Americana. because it was a mixture of all of those American styles. It may not fit into Americana definition these days, but certainly it had what you would call, I mean, jazz was in there as well.
Yeah.
He put out a few albums in the early 70s, Where's the Money, Striking It Rich, and Last Train to Hicksville, which got him to a certain level of fame. He actually got on the cover of Rolling Stone in the early 70s. So,
that's,
you know, he was going pretty well at that stage.
Yeah.
And then he pulled the plug and didn't perform for a number of years. And then about 1990, he came back and started performing again and with his band, the Sacred Warriors, then. But since then, he's reformed the Hot Licks, and they've been going strong for about the last 10 years, doing their style of music. But unfortunately, Dan Hicks is no longer with us.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I just love his music. I'm going to play a track along with Dan Hicks. The one artist in the band that you absolutely need to know is Sid Page, the violin player.
Mm-hmm.
And he was still with Dan right up to the end playing in the band. And this track certainly features the great violin playing of Sid Page. So from the album Striking It Rich from 1972, a song called I Scare Myself, Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks.
I scare myself just thinking about you. I scare myself when I'm without you. I scare myself the moment that you're gone. I scare myself when I let my thoughts run. And when they're running, I keep thinking of you. You. When they're running, what can I? And I don't mean lightly. I scare myself. It can get frightening. I scare myself to think what I could do. I scare myself. It's some kind of voodoo. And with that voodoo,
run, 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 run.
I keep thinking of you. You. With that voodoo,
run, 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 run.
What can I? So different when we're together. And I'm also so much calmer. I feel better. For the stars have crossed our paths forever. And the sooner that you realize it, the better. Then I'll be with you. I won't scare myself, but I don't know what to do, and I won't scare myself, and I'll think of you, and I won't scare myself, and my thoughts will run, and I won't scare myself.
that's Papa Steve's pick of the very, very first Rhythms Radio podcast number uno. That was Dan Hicks, who we unfortunately lost this year, along with many, many other music legends. Dan Hicks there with I Scare Myself. Fantastic track there, and definitely another great that has been lost to the great band in the sky. Man, that band up there is killing it.
Yeah, I reckon.
I'd love to hear that.
True. Yep, there'll be plenty of music once we get there.
True. Okay, Kate's pick. I am going to play a track from one of my favourites of all time. I have based my career trying to be as good as this woman, and it will never happen. Lucinda Williams, I'm talking about. I was very, very fortunate to talk to Lucinda and interview her for the May-June edition of Rhythms, and it was a huge pleasure getting to have a chat to her. She was exactly as I assumed she would be, a very intelligent, well-spoken woman who was very, very in touch with and passionate about her craft. She takes it very, very seriously, and you can tell that in her music. Especially with this new album, which is just fantastic. Ghosts of Highway 20 is the name of the album. Now, Lucinda has been travelling on those forlorn highways of America. That
not to mention the four-lane highways.
Four-lane as well. Yes. That's true. So I didn't stuff up. She's been travelling those for a long time on tour, and obviously the stories that go along and the music throughout the years that have been written about these highways is never-ending. But she's put together an album that is about the roads and the highways of America, called The Ghosts of Highway 20. Some say it's one of the best albums she's released in a while. She's always good in my eyes, and I always love anything that she releases. Definitely worth checking this album out. She was just here last December, actually, doing some shows with Paul Kelly and Casey Chambers. Mm-hmm. Hopefully she'll be back again soon and we get to see her, because I didn't get to see those dates. I have seen her play a few times, Blues Fest and stuff. She's well worth going out to see. So we're going to listen to an album, actually the title track off her brand new record, Ghosts of Highway 20, Lucinda Williams.
I know this road like the back of my head. Same with the stations, only FM band. Farms and truck stops, fireworks stands. Yeah, I know this road like the back of my hand. Southern secrets still buried deep, rooting and restless neath the cracked concrete. If you were from here, you would feel me to the death along with the ghost of how I went through hell when I was younger. Deep in the well, you'll see the hunger to find the strength I got within me to wrestle with the ghost of Highway 20. Been 6 years, I don't want for nothing, but my tears, they keep on coming, and my fears continue to haunt me, along with the ghost of Highway 20. I know this road like the back of my hand. Same with the station, only FM band. Phones and truck stops and fireworks stands. And I know this road like the back of my hand. I I was then. Only somehow I come back again. No doubt about it, I'm left so kin to all the ghosts along Howard 20. Run down motels, fading billboards, used cars to sell, the rusty junkyards. This two-lane blacktop will never let me let go of the ghost along Highway 20. And I have seen signs of saying we're closing it on the final days, but I got nothing to repent. My saving grace is with the ghost on Highway 20. I know this road like the back of my hand. Same with the station on the afternoon. Phones and truck stops and fireworks. And I know this road like the back of my hand. Every question and every breath, every exit leaves a little death. In this way, and a memory that will wander with the ghost of Highway 20. Yeah, I know this road like the back of my hand. Same with the station. And truck stops and fireworks screams. I know this road like the back of my hand. And I have seen the signs of say we're closing it on the final days, but I got nothing left to repent. My saving grace is with the ghost on Highway 20. Yeah, my saving grace is with the ghost on Highway 20. Yeah, my saving grace is with the ghost on Highway 20. Yeah.
Was our picks for this first edition of Rhythms Radio podcast. We'll be doing these bi-monthly. They will be released on the off months that the that Rhythms doesn't come out. We're really excited to be taking on this new venture. It's a very much a family business. Me and my husband bought Rhythms, and Dad, you know, is write stories and sub-editor, and we're going to be doing this podcast together, Dad, ongoing. We'll have guests come in occasionally as well that we'll get to know a little bit better and have some live music. Lots to look forward to in the future of Rhythms Radio podcasting. So make sure you stay tuned, because this is
Mama's in the kitchen baking up a roast. Brother's gone fishing down on the coast. I'm just a twitching for some kitchen songs, and Daddy's here to play along. It's a kitchen sessions. Oh, what a blessing. It's a kitchen sessions. It's a country music lesson. With Encyclopedia Steve and his daughter Kate sitting round the table, dinner's gonna have to wait. It's a kitchen sessions with Catherine and Papa Steve.
That's right. It's the Kitchen Sessions with Catherine and Papa Steve. Dad, always a pleasure.
It was, and it's good to be on this new format and to be part of this magazine, talking to people that we know what we're talking about.
It's true.
You don't get to share this passion of music with too many people, so, you know, this is a great opportunity to share the passion.
That's right. Good music is good music, and thanks for liking it, folks. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.